Legislation that would enhance the penalties for individuals who willfully commit fraud to obtain unemployment compensation benefits, especially those who are incarcerated, received unanimous approval from the State House earlier this week. Representative Seth Grove of York County, prime sponsor of House Bill 403, said those who abuse the system must be eliminated in order to continue to provide benefits to people who are truly in need.
House Bill 403 increases penalties for individuals who commit willful fraud. Basically, individuals who are trying to take advantage of the unemployment compensation system to game the system to their own financial benefit. We also increase penalties for individuals who are in jail and are trying to game the system by saying they're eligible for work, which obviously if you're in jail, you're not. In 13-14 fiscal year, we're looking at about $117 million in total savings to our unemployment compensation system. So it's a great benefit, keeps the trust fund whole, ensures it's financially stable for those who truly need it.
Grove's bill now moves to the Senate for consideration. From Harrisburg, Chuck Nichols reporting.